Blog Talk Radio.
Episode 10 is here. Hopefully.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 10 of Conclave Radio. A little backstory on the episode number, so we can talk about that. But we are glad that you have joined us for Conclave Radio. We are back. The episode that really wasn't took place in the new studio at church. We had some technical difficulties. We're back to the home base.
I guess that comes with the new studios, new difficulties and challenges.
It's growing pains, Casey. It's growing pains.
Basically. It's hard to improve, but we are improving.
Yeah. So last week, we tried to do a show from the church studio. Mm-hmm. We got all excited about it. We had the equipment there. We're ready. And then we record a whole episode. We have a guest. Uh-huh. Everything's awesome.
We look online. And it's not there.
It's not there. It's the 2-minute episode, and you can kind of hear a little bit of movement in the background, and then the show is over, and that's it. And hello, Bear.
And our new guest speaker.
Yes. And we found out that show was a complete disaster, so that was awesome. So we'll see about the dog here in a minute. But Casey, why don't you introduce to the world we had a guest last week, and she did the 5 random questions. She did fabulous.
She did really well, actually. Yeah. I thought it was a good episode.
She did really good. She did really good.
And we felt so bad that we had to bring her in this week.
Right.
As a recap.
Right.
Retry.
Yeah. And so what I was thinking, mm-hmm. And we're going to introduce our host, and we have a guest caller that's going to call in just a minute, but we got to finish the backstory. So. This is what I say. Well, you know, it just didn't work out so well, but we asked her all the questions, so I don't have to be all forced with her again tonight, but it was an outstanding episode that no one got to hear.
I know, and I feel really bad for her and for everyone who couldn't hear.
Yeah, because it was high up there.
It was pretty high up there.
I mean, Drew Tolbert, new dad of a daughter.
Not to put Greg on the sidelines.
Oh,
that was pretty good.
I think it surpassed Greg. I mean, way better than Michelle.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Michelle,
is that you?
What?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome, Michelle. So, Michelle is our guest caller.
I didn't think you could hear me. I was talking to Sabrina.
Yeah, so welcome. So, Michelle, of course, all of you that have listened to all the episodes, you know that we like to bash on Michelle. So going backwards. I said, why don't we just have our guest again on the show, but let her be like the third host this week.
Perfect.
We can talk about the week that was, so we can preview the week coming up, and then we can have a guest caller come in and just have a great time on a late night show.
That sounds pretty good to me. Everything's changing nowadays.
All right.
Retries and late nights.
We do what we got to do. So, Casey, introduce the world to our guest tonight.
Well, like we have been for the past few weeks, we've been going international and growing and all that. And we have a returning Conclavian who's back in town, but she spent her first semester, well, not her first semester, but the first semester of this year in Chile, but she's back and she's joining us in Conclave, and let's give it up for Emily Harwell.
Hi.
Just one clap. That's good.
Just one clap.
Anyway, it's up to me. Well, I know you spent some time in Chile, and
I guess
the main thing is we want to hear a little bit about it. A couple minutes on the most influential parts of your trip.
Oh, gosh. The most influential. Well, I guess the most impactful parts of my trip were the different ways that I saw God throughout my trip. the incredible team that I had. We were really close knit. It was about 13 of us, and we all had a really good relationship with each other, and that was really cool. And then the host family that we had there, we didn't like live with them, but they kind of like showed us around and helped us get around Santiago for a while there. And they meant so much to me, and it was really cool to, get to know them and all that. So
I think it's amazing how such little time you can spend with somebody, and it's a God thing. You feel just so connected to them.
Oh, beyond. Yeah, absolutely. We only spent 3 months with them, and it wasn't even like the full 3 months. We sometimes like didn't see them at all during a week, but like every time we spent with them, our relationship just like grew deeper, and it was really, really cool to get to experience that and grow in those relationships.
Definitely. Yeah.
And we've joked with you, like, I'm so glad that you're here.
Right.
And that you're back. And I've already told you that I'm going to go into mass depression when you leave to go back to Lipscomb.
Right.
You know, I'm very selfish. I know that. I don't want anyone to go away to college. I want everyone to stay locally. That's why Casey is my favorite.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm always here.
Casey's always here. So
I actually can't escape is what he's trying
that's
to say.
That's true. He's not allowed. But if let's say you had the opportunity to go back tomorrow, you would go back tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We know that there's a big wedding going on in the family. If that wasn't happening, you would leave tomorrow to go back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was actually talking with a family friend today, and he was like, so you're going back after the wedding? And I was like, oh, yeah, I just stopped by to help prepare and then watch my sister get married. And then as soon as they say their vows, I'm out. Like, I'm heading to the airport. I wish.
Right.
I wish. I loved it there. A piece of my heart is there, and it was just, I really feel connected to the people, the culture, the country in general. It was really, really cool.
Well, Michelle, so how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm still at the church.
You're still at the church?
Oh,
well,
perfect.
Yeah, Michelle had a busy night tonight. Conclave is represented all in all areas of the church. I noticed you've got Landon, you've got Michaela practicing for the Christmas, the choir play on Sunday. They're in there. You got Michelle. She was teaching the kids tonight. They were doing a paint project, which was awesome. You go in the youth, and there's conclavians everywhere. So that was literally everywhere you went to church tonight, you saw conclavians. And I got a great picture of Michelle tonight just working it good, and she was showing the kids how to paint. What did y'all paint tonight, Michelle?
We painted a reindeer, Rudolph.
Ah,
it was
Christmas
so much
spirit.
Fun. They loved it. Yes, very Christmassy.
Love Rudolph. He's my favorite.
Yes, and I appreciate you saying that, Emily, because Michelle, let's go around the room, but we'll start with Michelle. Michelle, what is your favorite thing about Christmas? Since this is the Christmas,
man.
We're almost there, right? We're almost there. So what's one of your favorite things about Christmas, Tom?
I guess my favorite thing is going to my grandmother's on Christmas Eve and just being there with all my family and my cousins and just spending time with my family.
Favorite Christmas movie?
I guess just, what'd you say?
Favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, my favorite Christmas movie. That's a hard one.
I've never heard of that. Have you heard of that, Casey?
No,
that's a hard one.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
My favorite Christmas movie is a Hallmark movie.
Is a Hallmark movie? Did you see that Netflix this week, they on their Twitter account, they have a new Christmas movie they made called like The Prince.
The Christmas Prince.
The Christmas Prince. Oh. And on Twitter, they said there were 53 people who have watched it 18 days in a row. And they were like,
yeah, I've already seen that too. I've watched all the Christmas movies on Netflix.
So Michelle, one of those people.
Are you one of the 53?
Yes, I'm obsessed with, like, romantic Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my favorite is called Love at the Christmas Table. I'm really mad because it was on Hulu, but they took it off.
Oh no.
Yeah, I have watched that every day in December, and then I went on to watch it again, and it was gone. It was horrible.
Casey, favorite thing about Christmas and Christmas movie?
Well, I would just say the green and red colors of Christmas makes me feel happy all the time. And not to mention birthdays during Christmas
season.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated birthday. No, Casey's birthday was Monday, the big 1-9.
I am legal in Alabama.
You can now buy cigarettes.
I probably won't, though. No count.
No.
Favorite Christmas movie? Very underrated film, which I think everyone should watch tonight, How the Grinch Stole Christmas,
oh,
Jim Carrey.
So good. I literally watched it 2 days ago.
It's so good.
Watched it 2 days ago. So good.
Yours, Emily?
Okay. My favorite thing about Christmas is probably just the – this is really weird for me to say because reasons, but, like, the warm, fuzzy feeling everybody gets and, like, the sense of togetherness. And I know that Christmas isn't that way for a lot of people, but it's been that way for me all my life. Just I really like having that familial feeling there. And then favorite Christmas movie, actually a series, the Santa Claus series with Tim Allen.
Oh, those are great.
They just added those to Netflix on 12th, and I oh my goodness, I watched the first one yesterday, and I want the second one and the third one.
Yeah. I'm a big Michelle.
Have y'all seen I'll Be Home for Christmas with Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
I have not.
No.
Cannot say I have.
Oh, it's a really good one.
Y'all know who Jonathan Taylor Thomas is?
Probably not.
see, the youngins, Michelle, don't know who Jonathan Taylor Thomas is.
I'm so sorry that I'm so old. And
I know. Look, I'm with you. He wants improvement. Which was Tim Allen's show.
Oh, no. Well, now I know.
He was one of the three boys.
You know,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas was the middle. Was the middle boy. He was the one that all the girls thought was so dreamy. Right, Jill?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's on Hulu if y'all want to watch it. It's on Hulu.
I just got a Hulu today. So
well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you know what you're going to watch it on.
Yes.
Now, you know, I can be very cliche and say my favorite is Elf. I love Elf.
Oh.
Because you can quote lines,
yes.
And you can just watch all the time. I like Christmas Vacation.
I love
Cousin Eddie. I love everything about Cousin Eddie. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the lighting of the house, it doesn't work. Some people don't like those frustrating movies, everything goes wrong. Like, that's why I like the movie RV. I could watch RV every day of my life, if you haven't seen it, with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, I like those movies where everything goes wrong, and it's just a disaster.
I got to be in the mood for those.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like Meet the Parents. I can watch Meet the Parents all the time.
Oh, I own those if you want them.
Don't worry. One of interesting fact, you know, tomorrow is mine and my bride's 15-year wedding anniversary. Thank you very much. And one of our days in the theater was to see the original Meet the Parents.
Oh, my God.
And then of course, we were around to see Meet the Fosters and make sure I didn't say that correctly. In case Pastor Mike's listening, he's thinking, I think I slipped a word.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't, Pastor Mike. I didn't. All right. So you three, let's do a normal Conclave Radio tradition. Let's talk about the week that was. Let's preview the week that's coming up. We were all present for the great Conclave Christmas pajama party,
and it was amazing.
It was
fantastic. I must say.
Yeah. Tell me some things that came to your mind, Michelle. What did you think about the Christmas party?
It was really fun. I like how we had such a big, nice crowd. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
No, what were you saying, Casey?
I was going to say I've seen a lot of new Conclavians this week. And it was a bigger crowd than I was expecting, actually.
Yeah,
it was one of those weird things, like we thought we were going to have it on a Friday, and then the snow apocalypse came, and we had to make the tough call to move it by a couple of days. And but, man, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. Emily, what did you think?
I personally had a wonderful time. I liked watching Casey lose a game. That was really cool. Clint hosted a Jimmy Fallon game, if you did not know, friends from the other parts of the world, and Casey lost. And it was really fun to watch.
I tried.
So, Casey, how do you shower? Is that what he asked you?
Yeah, he asked me how I showered, and my answer was I like the sponge bath.
Yeah.
How the game worked was you're supposed to incorporate words into a normal conversation,
uh-huh.
See if the other person could guess it. And my word, the sponge bath, which was perfect.
It was. Who was the one that had to work in female bodybuilder? Was that, that was you?
Yeah, that one was me. My words were female bodybuilder, Tom Cruise, Frozen, and sponge bath.
So he had loofah.
Yeah, he had loofah. I think I helped him with his words twice.
Did. Yeah, you helped. You helped Kirsten.
So, it was just.
He was hilarious.
It was so funny.
Yeah, the way he would just casually bring up words, he's trying to figure out how to bring up a conversation for that word, and he just brings up. So, how do you shower?
I think Kirsten and I became very close. And I can't wait to talk to him next time I see him.
Any other thoughts, Emily?
I liked watching Landon and Cole smash eggs on their heads. That was really fun to watch because there was a winner and a loser, and the loser smashed two raw eggs on his head, and there was egg. What would you call it? Egg juice?
Yolk.
Definitely not egg juice. Yolk. On his head,
can we put that in the Conclave Dictionary?
Egg juice.
Egg juice
is a yolk.
Egg juice.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure I was the only one that I hated that. Landon kind of gave himself a one to get the egg on the hair.
It's for fun.
It really bothered me that he didn't get a random egg right on the head.
It was unfortunate. Careful. But you know,
then we showed them blindfolded.
That
would have been better.
Yeah. And he was like, no, I would lose that.
You would have seen a few more raw eggs, and I think it would have been more entertaining for everyone else.
Yep.
So, you know.
You know
Dirty
you
Santa was fun.
Said,
do what? Do what, Michelle?
I think that you should have just said that some of them were boiled and then left them all raw. And that way they would just have to keep smashing eggs on their head.
That would have been hilarious. That's what we should have done.
Next year.
Next week.
Next week.
That's right.
Next week.
My brain just completely left me.
Oh, it's okay.
Dirty Santa. Yeah.
What late shows do to us.
So we played Dirty Santa. We played Dirty Santa, right? And I had to give this speech. It was funny because tonight at the youth group, Aaron had me give that same speech to the youth, which I thought was hilarious. He said, so I gave the speech was, when you play Dirty Santa, you're not a Christian. Because, you know, sometimes when you play Dirty Santa with church groups, everybody's like, oh, I like that, but I'd hate to take it from her because she likes it so much, or I know he's hiding it, so I'm not gonna go there and take it from him. No, this is war, Peacock. Right?
From the movie,
to quote the movie Clue, which is one of my favorite movies. This is war. You're not a Christian when you play Dirty Santa, right?
Apparently not. I don't know. I mean, I got really competitive at one point. I had socks, and no one wanted to take my pop socket away.
Yeah, I know. Did you keep your pop socket?
I did keep it. I'm going to put it in my sister's stocking.
Good
so,
call.
Yeah.
Tell her
she
that.
Doesn't listen,
she doesn't listen.
I'll let her listen after this episode.
Yeah,
sure,
right.
Yeah.
Michelle, tell me.
Is this the Clint Johnson?
Oh, who is this?
This is Pastor Kelly from Metropolitan Church of God.
Pastor
Miss Kelly!
Yes, Miss Kelly has called in.
Twice now.
I have been waiting on Mr. Clint all day long.
Oh, Mr. Clint has had a busy day. Mr. Clint, on the other job, is to do the cell phones with AT&T, and I'm needing to help Miss Kelly very much so.
Sabrina even, like, reminded him. Waiting on Mr. Clint.
I'm sorry, is that Sabrina?
Yeah, you got three people with you.
We're all
Sabrina!
Here. Hi! We have a total of four guests on the show tonight. It truly is spectacular. I'm feeling the Christmas season.
I'm telling you, it's like we're all together, and we need to keep that warm fuzzies that Emily talked about because Kelly must have forgotten that I leave for Niagara Falls in the morning, so she's gonna have to find someone to help her with her phone.
Yeah, I don't think that Pastor Kelly has that warm, fuzzy, Christmassy feeling about her cell phone right now.
Oh no! I'm gonna have to call an SOS. I'm gonna get somebody to come help Pastor Kelly with her iPhone.
She says she's just kidding.
Oh, of course she's kidding, but she's serious. She's mad at me. I understand. It's fine. It's fine. You want to ask Kelly or Sabrina what their favorite Christmas movie is, real quick.
Hey, he wants to ask you guys what your favorite Christmas movie is.
I love it. I love it.
I like Elf, but then my, like, grown-up self likes Holiday Inn, which is from, it was, like, the prequel to White Christmas.
I've never heard of Holiday Inn.
That one's new.
That's
but I said Elf
was
also,
like,
so
black and white.
Also, okay. It was in black and white?
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen to this, Sabrina.
Okay.
Casey and Emily didn't know who Jonathan Taylor Thomas was.
I know. I overheard that.
I know.
And it was kind of sad.
I know.
JTT.
Okay, we are 19 years
I know,
old people.
If it'll make you feel better, we'll look him up tonight and we'll become Jonathan
Taylor Thomas.
Taylor Thomas fans tonight.
They'll look him up on the Google machine and they'll learn all about him.
See, that's what you guys don't understand is that you guys are so old that it's just called Google. You don't call it
the Google machine. Oh, because I call it the Google machine.
My body is old, but my mind and the spirit of who I am is not.
Believe
same.
Us, we know, Sabrina.
Same. And
hey,
I'm also still on the Facebook.
Plan. I didn't realize Emily was on the line. I bet Emily would help me with my cell phone.
She would. And I can make that happen for you. Or I could send Casey over. Casey's over here, too.
I'm always here. At the same time, both of us.
You could get double help, Ms. Kelly.
Yes.
Yes, amazing.
This is the greatest episode ever.
Well,
I mean, all the voices.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It is.
The family's all here.
Michelle, I think you might have redeemed yourself just from this one act of Conclave Radio kindness.
I'm so happy.
I also have to say, went Ernest in a long time since I saw that.
All Ernest movies are a piece of work. It's so beautiful.
Sabrina,
yeah.
you're already
yeah,
high up on my book.
I just want to throw
book.
That
you,
out.
Sabrina, you increased tenfold with that Ernest comment. I'm a big Ernest fan.
Did?
I mean, this.
I remember I could not stop laughing. I thought, I couldn't breathe because I was laughing so hard. But here's Michelle again.
Okay. Goodbye.
Sabrina's on the phone.
All right. So let's talk about so overall, we had a great time at Christmas
great
party.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Going back to that.
Yeah, we had a great time. Yes, we saw great pajamas. Michelle had a great pair of pajamas on. She even had the little flap in the back. I'm not sure y'all noticed.
Yeah, I noticed.
I
was afraid to notice.
Yeah, but you know.
Your girlfriend was there, Casey.
Yes, my girlfriend was there. Yes.
I'm so glad Abby came. Did Abby have a good time?
She had a great time, and she had very festive PJs as well.
She did.
And she really enjoys Conclave, actually, so I'm expecting her to come.
We need Abby. We need more of Abby in Conclave. We do.
I told her to subscribe. So.
Yes. Well, this is a great time for Conclave because people are home from school. Emily's here. Ooh. Blaze was at church tonight. Got to hang out with Blaze for a little bit. She's going to be here. She's going to be here for our next big event, which we will tease and talk about in just a little bit. So a lot of people are home for the holidays and for Christmas, so that's very exciting. So let's just transition right into next week. Next Sunday is going to be another great night of worship. I know that Landon is going to help lead us in worship next Sunday night, so that's very exciting. So we're looking forward to Landon being a part of that. And we have a special speaker.
Yes.
As you know, yours truly is going to be in Niagara Falls. I'm leaving in the morning for our anniversary.
Wait, what time are you leaving again, Carl?
Our flight is at 5:50
a.m.
So we have to be there around 4:45. I'm a little anal on time. I could probably be there at 4:30 and make myself feel better, but Lisa's like, really? It's that early, no one else is going to be there. So, yeah. So, I will not be there. And so, to pinch hit, and this will be his first time speaking to us. We're very excited about that. Is our own Pastor Aaron White. So, we're very excited about Aaron speaking to Conclave.
Woo!
Yes.
I'm very excited.
I heard
a Conclave service without D. Clinton Johnson will be different, but I think it'll go
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm thinking y'all are going to have to maybe FaceTime me in or something just so I can. You know, because we'll still be accessible, I would think.
Yeah, if Aaron is messing up enough, I'll FaceTime you in.
I think that's right. And then you could just say during the service, Clint wouldn't do that.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah. Or if he starts doing a different way, just raise your hand and say, actually, Clint doesn't do it that way. Just every time, just keep interrupting him and just let him know that that's not the way that I would do it.
I will be there for that.
Okay.
I'll cringe.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, I want to have those real awkward moments because Aaron loves those weird, awkward, uncomfortable moments. He laughs them off with his big laugh. You know, like I can hear his laugh right now if he gets uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? So I think next week will be Sunday next week. It's like in 4 days.
4 days, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be here before. We're our Wednesday schedule, but
we are.
For now.
I can't be there for that.
Oh.
What? No, it just won't be Concrete.
My sister's getting married.
Oh, on Sunday.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Back in my day, we didn't get married on Sundays. Back in my day, we got married on Saturdays. We didn't get married on the Lord's Day.
Well,
but,
this isn't back in your day. This is in our day now.
Oh.
Yeah. We're young.
Oh, okay.
We're thriving.
But I've heard that now in the new day, it's much cheaper to get married on the Sunday than it is on the Saturday.
Probably.
I have heard that. I've heard that several times. They say...
I've been married. I don't know.
Yeah, it's coming. It's fine. Now, you do know, I'm not sure.
Heads up, Abby.
And I need to let even our listeners in Alaska. Oh, hello, Alaska listener. Hello.
Norwegian.
Hello.
Filipinos.
You know, everyone knows the conclave rule that if you get married in somewhat related to conclave, that I have to be part of the wedding ceremony. You know, that's my deal.
Yeah.
You do know that, right?
Well, I do know.
Oh,
Clint, believe me.
Emily will not shut up about doing
the
ceremony. Yeah. Like, if it ends up where you and another conclavian get married, he has to do the wedding. He will not shut up about it.
Now, you can let
someone
else.
Well, you know what that means. I'm more excited about my wedding now.
Yeah, and so I'm saying, like, I'm already offering my services. I want to do it.
I feel
How cool is that?
Clint should be the ring bearer.
I don't want to be the ring bearer. I want to do the wedding.
He wants to be the man that everyone watches that's not the bride or groom.
Right. I want to say, Casey, you may kiss the bride. Or, Cole, you may kiss the bride. Whatever. Like, that's what I want to be able to say, those words, right? That's what I want to say.
We'll have it in the conclave gym.
Are you guys all right?
Yeah, we're good.
You okay?
We're good. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we're great. Sorry, working through that.
It's a very interesting episode, isn't it?
No, I don't want to be the ring bearer. Now, you can let Addie be the
flower girl.
But
yeah,
let's be honest.
Michael
could
be the ring
bearer. If the whole Johnson family is in the wedding.
Yeah, but I don't see any weddings happening, you know, like the next couple of years. Like, Michael might be like 15 before some of y'all are 20.
True.
So that's a little old for ring bearer. Addie will meet like in youth group, you know, boy crazy. So she couldn't be the girl. I know, I can't even, let's not even go there. So,
boys are crazy.
They are crazy.
Yes.
And do you know why they're crazy? I can tell you, it's because there's such few of good ones out there. Isn't that right, Casey?
Amen.
I can vouch for all good men. There are a few of them out there.
I mean, that I can think of, there are only two. Me and I'm one and Casey is the other.
Yeah, basically.
Besides that, there are no other good ones.
Wow.
Except all the ones that come to conclave. Come to conclave, you get my stamp of approval. pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, they're not on the podcast, but approval.
That's true. That's true. So that's exciting. So let's talk about one more thing. Let's talk about our next big event, and then we will let Casey tell everyone how they can join us and be a part of the conclave experience. We are going to have a New Year's Eve celebration. We are going to have a big bonfire at Camille and Corinne's house for the Conclave Originals. That was one of our first get-togethers.
It was forever ago.
It was. It was before Corinne ever left for Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be at Corinne and Camille's house. They have offered their home. We're going to have a huge bonfire that
and
night.
I will say they are huge. It's worth it.
Yeah,
they live way out there in the country. It's got to be big.
Emily, I promise you, this is no exaggeration. You park your car in their driveway, you get out, and you already feel the heat from
there.
The bonfire.
I've been there.
For a bonfire?
Oh, you haven't been
there for a bonfire, now have you? No, you haven't.
Anyway.
So you will not want to miss that. That'll be on New Year's Day. I think we're going to do some fireworks.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Oh, yay!
I love fireworks, don't you? Michelle,
yes.
love them.
Now we're not gonna let anybody like lose a finger or a hand or nothing. We're not gonna be going crazy.
I was really looking forward to shooting off one of your fingers.
I know.
What?
I'm gonna have to wear the dad hat that night.
What happens happens.
Because
Exactly.
I can see Mason trying to be clever out there, like, hey guys, watch this.
Well,
you know, let me get this on my. He's gonna say, let me get this on my vlog, and I'm gonna say, no, we're not. We're not going to do that. Dad's going to have to take over. And Michelle, of course, is the mom. And everybody call her mom in Conclave. So we'll have to make sure, Michelle and I will make sure that people aren't going crazy. Right, Michelle?
I will, yes. I will be acting like a mom because I'm like,
yeah.
I love fireworks, but I want everyone to be safe. Like, last year, my cousins were so annoyed with me because I was just like, no. Yeah, I will be acting like a mom. I can promise you that.
Yeah, the mom and dad factor will be in full force, but we will have a great time. And we are going to play, we're going to play Dirty Santa again, but we are playing Worst Christmas Gift You Got Dirty Santa.
Oh,
so that was brought up by Camila and Corinne's mom. So the worst gift that you get, or it can be an ornament or whatever, bring it, and that is the gift that we will trade with.
I love that. That's really creative. I love that.
Yes, and this one's not in stone, but let's go and talk about it, because y'all are the two that the three of us came up with this. At the we're thinking February for Valentine's.
Yeah.
We should have a conclave formal.
Yes, I was very much into that. You know, dressing fancy, having dates, having a nice not pizza,
right,
or
a nice
McDonald's
little
dinner.
Yeah.
I remember this one time, we used to have these things called, like, the Fuel Award Show or whatever.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all hosted, right? The two of you?
Yeah, at one point, Casey and I gave out an award together, and everybody else was in, like, their regular Wednesday night stuff, T-shirts, jeans, maybe a jacket there. And Casey and I come in here in a suit and, like, a long formal dress, and we're just like, why is everybody, like, in their regular clothes? It's an award show. You're supposed to dress up. And so what's funny is, like, the award that we presented was Best Dressed, and we really wanted to give it to ourselves,
obviously,
but we had to give it to somebody else.
Yeah, so
unfortunately, we did not win every award, but
we were close.
Apparently, that's impossible.
Yeah, you can't give the award to yourself.
We had cooking the beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We did.
That's true. I forgot about that. Good job by y'all. So, so I think that's coming down the pipe. Maybe we'll have to come up with some kind of fun name, but Conclave Formal about it. We can't do Valentine's formal because that sounds like we'll have to come up with something, some cool, nifty, clever name for it. But so don't forget about the New Year's Eve party. Lots of great things coming down the pipe for Conclave as always. Michelle, we're so glad that you joined us tonight. You have redeemed yourself tenfold. You were awesome tonight.
Good job, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm so happy. Thanks, guys.
Emily. This is really our second show with you. Mm-hmm. You were awesome last week. No one got to hear it except me and Casey. You were awesome. But we will say, since we were there, it was great having you back.
Yes, thank you. I really enjoyed coming back and being with you guys, and I guess kind of redeeming myself as well because the show didn't post. But
this one did. I've already listened to live. When I stepped away at the beginning, I went on the link, and I made sure that I could hear. So we are
this
good.
One is definitely in for the books. This
yes.
is the real episode
yes.
10.
Yes, this is
double
the real
digits.
Episode 10. That's correct. So we are in good shape. All right, so as we go, Casey, let everybody know how they can connect with us on social media, Conclave Radio, all those good things.
Well, if you live in the great old state of Alabama, in the metropolitan area, you can come to Metropolitan Church of God every Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m., Conclave is held there all the time at 6 o'clock on Sundays. Anyway, we love to see Conclave grow. But if you're not in the area, if you're, since we're going international, obviously. You can follow us on social media. Instagram is @Conclave_Metro and Twitter is @ConclaveMetro. Or, obviously, you can listen to the show every week. It's not always on Wednesday, but we'll do the best we can. Well, you can go on Blog Talk, on Conclave Radio, and we're also on iTunes, and we're on Stitcher now for all you Android users.
I got
an
email.
No excuse.
I got an email that this past week, like on a random Tuesday, we had several downloads off of Stitcher. So that was a
perfect.
Great sign.
That's incredible, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We've worked very hard towards
yes. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight. It was a great episode. Guys, it was just wonderful. And I look forward to talking to everyone next week on episode 11. And we'll see you next week, episode 11 of Conclave.